The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Blah, 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 blah. Bloop, bloop.
Yama, nama, nama, no. Is Kyoto.
Oh, what's going on? It's another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. Code John Boy preseason. You go to the app or the website. You look at the seats. There's buttons. Actually, they're bubbles.
Bubbles,
you can look. You can think of them as buttons if you want. Green means good value, not just good seat, but good value for the seat. You could have the worst seat in the house, and the value could be great, like a button.
So they're like charging nothing for it.
$1.
Nothing. So
look
thanks,
at the score
SeatGeek.
On there. Get a seat.
Jake, it's the IKF episode. As we record this, he's starting in left field. He has not started at shortstop since they kicked him off the shortstop. He's now an outfielder. He looked all right in center field at one time. Four balls got hit to him. No, none really challenging, but he looked normal.
What we know about his skill set, it makes sense.
Made the play.
He's athletic.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, last year's starting shortstop, played 142 games for the Yankees. 261, 314, a 642 OPS, all in line with his career averages. We thought there was a chance he would be out this offseason. He is still with us. They're treating him like he will be in a potential bench role where he could play second base, shortstop, third base, and potentially the outfield. It'll just potentially be a looming conversation all year if he continues to be around, and depending what the kids do at shortstop and what everything else is going on with the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money to pay for the position because usually that position is someone like Oswaldo Cabrera, who's making the minimum, or Tyler Wade did it forever, making, you know, rookie salary. The Yankees are like a money-conscious team, fiscally sound in a way, like more than fans want them to be. If fans want them to overpay, and then they over...
So then he'll play a lot of shortstop.
Then they...
It's a bargain there.
They overpay for a utility guy. $6 million for this guy to not play.
So he'll play a lot.
So problem instead, solved. They're going to play him a lot. Because the Yanks, the sunken fallacy, whatever that costs.
Shrinking phallic in the water.
So
left field and shortstop are open.
Center field too.
You need a pinch runner? He can grab some bags for you.
He can run.
You need first pitch take, second pitch swing at bat. He's there.
High velo contact.
That was such bullshit, and I hated that, and I'm out on it. I went like through the depths of stats to prove that that was a dumb stat last year. But if you want to walk, you don't have him. Because last year they benched guys, Gallo and Hicks, got benched, but still pinch hit for IKF.
They're in the middle of a benching.
In big moments.
Their escape from punishment.
You're benched because you're so bad. Wait, we need you desperately in this big at bat to hit instead of IKF. Just don't swing. Because IKF, we can't tell him not to swing. Honestly, that's what was being said. Boone said, just hoping for a walk there.
Playing for the walk.
Tell IKF not to swing.
He could also play
for the walk. He could also just not swing.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
I think the Yankees love him because I think he's their most like obedient soldier. Like whatever they ask, I think IKF is like, yes, sir.
Yeah, but when he asks them for help.
No, sir.
Oh.
You're doing what we want.
Damn.
142 games for the Yanks last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Made some nice rangy plays.
Going to his left and right. Quick reactions. Third baseman-esque in his reaction time.
Yeah, not a great arm. A lot of double pumps and spikes. Kind of threw changeups to first base.
Three war last year, if you're into that kind of thing.
Sure. Just like I don't like an OPS when it's only slugging led.
Right.
I'm not really into war when it's only base running.
Right.
Base running shouldn't be able to affect your war that much.
Right.
So that's my, that's all I have to say about that.
Got some defensive points too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh! Hey now.
Oh! Woo! What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talkin' Yanks. And we are talking about the Critter King, Chad Green. Rehabbing Jake from Tommy John still. Not going to be part of the club until about August, maybe.
Right.
And he actually did sign with Toronto because they would sign him to a multi-year deal. So he didn't have to rush back and perform this year, but not even next year. Like, he gets to ease in. But I got to tell you, I think that he is going to help these guys in the bullpen later in the season. There's always injuries. And Chad is probably going to get after it, be sick of being bored all the time, and want some people to not talk around and just do his damn thing.
Yes, Chad Green, what an interesting Yankees run. I mean, in 2016, he gets the call. He started 8 games, and then he has the magical 2017 season, the 1.83 ERA. There's a Chester season in there where he's opening for Nestor. And then the 2021 season, the stats look good, but he was also giving up a ton of homers, which felt pretty bad in the moment. And then last year, yeah, he goes down with Tommy John. He has it around June 1st, so we'll expect him kind of in the middle of the season. It'll be interesting to see where the Jays are at because they do have bodies in their bullpen. Romano, Swanson, Garcia, Bass, Meza, Simber. But, you know, they're going to have some injuries hit. And if Chad Green is ready, you know, again, that June 1st is the 12-month mark. You know, somewhere around that time, I'm sure the Jays will be looking for Chad Green, and you know he's going to be quiet.
Yeah. And throwing outside strikes with his spin rate, jackrabbit fastball. I do think that Chad can pitch to both sides of the plate. He can get strikeouts. And I think the Tommy John. And then the half season, he needs a lighter load. Yankees ran him to the ground. I mean, he was one of the last relievers from that run of reliever-heavy Yankees to get Tommy John. They all got injured.
Yeah,
that 17 to 21 team all got injured. Because the Yankees were like, we're a reliever first. They just ran him all to the ground. Did anyone escape it? Chapman?
D-Rob didn't get like a major injury in that period, right?
Well, he went to,
he wasn't on
went
the
to
team.
A new team and got it like a week
oh,
out.
Oh, he did get it there.
Yeah. Yeah. In like the first month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Immediately. So that's the Yankees' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Otto.
Canely, Chapman Canely, didn't have a major arm injury, Canely, right? Canely got it. Britton got it.
I think Shreve's been clean.
Well, he never got. He was never high end. Yeah.
Never high frequency.
So, yeah, a little respite for him. He's got two cute kids now. And then also Chad Green, he always changed up his secondary pitch, a slider he found, and then he could, like, make it a curveball. That was always a fun to see what he was going to do. And it worked. But really, it's pinpoint fastball placement. And the other thing that I hope that the Blue Jays don't do is throw him after a starter who has very similar stuff. Because they would always pitch him last year, the year before, after Cole, who also has like a nice four-seam fastball. Right. That's a little better than Chad's. And I remember talking to people about that and being like, yeah, they don't really understand why.
It's the Little League effect.
You throw the same pitcher, you know, repertoire wise after, like, they always did that. It's kind of weird. So Blue Jays, don't throw him after, I mean, I guess Manoah, he's got a nice fastball. Got wipeouts. Yeah. I don't know.
But they're different bodies and energy that I think it works.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Colin and Chad were kind of similar.
And I would say I'd circle the 19th through the 21st, the Blue Jays come to the stadium.
Of August?
September. They don't really see each other. September? They don't really see each other in the summer. No August games, no July games against the Blue Jays.
How many games in September?
And no June games.
Oh, wow.
So
April, May, September?
No May games. So April versus the Blue Jays.
How many games do they play against the Blue Jays in April?
Three.
So when are they playing the Yankees so much?
And I'm double checking. None in May.
What's happening?
None in June. None in July.
What are you talking about?
None in August.
Are you being honest?
And then they play the Blue Jays two sets in September. So that's six plus the three I had, so that's nine. And I'm definitely missing a series somewhere.
Yeah, you can just search. I don't know, on MLB, you can just search Toronto. So one series in April. You missed four games in May.
Okay.
Four games set up there in May, but still no.
No June, no July, no August, and then one, two, three, four, five, six games in September. Wow, down the stretch.
Yeah. And those September really games aren't till halfway through September. The May games are in the front half of May. So really, that's one more month.
That's what I'm saying. So get ready to see Chad Green down the stretch.
Nice. All right.
Thank and he'll guys. Be welcomed by Canadian culture.
Unless they see him too much as a Yankee.
He acts a little Canadian.
You think so?
Yeah, he's kind of composed. Says something and you're like, okay.
Big dude, remember?
It's big.
He is a big guy.
Yeah.
Goose.
Thanks for tuning in.
Good luck,
appreciate
Chad.
You. Till next time, this was Talking Yanks Player Profile and Projection.
Josh Donaldson, second homer.
What?
What are they playing?
Yes. Tigers, 3-0 pitch.